producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Okay. It is Friday. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. Yes, I saw where Eric Holder has, he's resigning and everything. What I'm wanting to see now is who Obama tries to talk out of the Supreme Court so he can appoint Holder to the Supreme Court. They've been talking about Ruth Bader Ginsburg, but she doesn't want to retire. So I don't know who they're going to talk to. That's what he's going to try to do. I believe that's what he wants to do. He wants to appoint Eric Holder to the Supreme Court. So we will see. That's all I'm going to say about that. Midterm elections are, what, 5 weeks away? 6 weeks away. Bloomberg is looking at his $50 million he's invested in Everytown, and he is throwing the money around. His gun control group, Everytown, has endorsed more than 100 federal and state candidates. They're running television commercials, they're holding events, they're pushing their studies into the newsrooms of a mostly favorable press. They didn't going to fact check them. John Feinblatt, Everytown's president, told USA Today, we want gun safety to be an issue that people vote on. Well, they are. Just ask Hickenlooper how that's going for him in Colorado. They're voting on it. John Lott, who has written the seminal work on defensive gun use in the United States, more guns equals less crime, says he's fine with that statement from Mr. Feinblatt. He just wants people to know the truth about what really reduces violence before they vote. He stated, I can't find a single study from Bloomberg's groups that aren't loaded with errors. They have an anti-gun agenda and will lie to achieve it. One of the things that I like about all the different ways people can obtain information nowadays is, despite the absolute tractor trailer loads of money they throw, that they throw trying to push anti-gun politicians and anti-gun positions, the truth wins stubbornly. Wins the debate stubbornly, despite or because of the spin that they put on it. Now, let me give you an example. Carlisle E. Moody and Thomas B. Marvell, they did a study that was published in the Econ Journal Watch in January of 2009, and they looked at Lott's findings and determined many articles have been published finding that shall issue laws reduce crime. Only one article by Ayers and Donahue, who employ a model that combines a dummy variable with a post-law trend, claims to find that shall issue laws increase crime. However, the only way that they can produce the result that shall issue laws increase crime is to confine the span of analysis to 5 years. We show, using their own estimates, that if you extended their analysis by one more year, they would have concluded that these laws reduce crime. Now, what this is illustrating, when you look at say, John Hopkins, or now Harvard, who's had a lot of money thrown at them, they're going to manufacture a study and manipulate it in such a way as to show that gun ownership causes death. Okay. Gun ownership is bad. However, if you get out there and you actually do a survey the way it's supposed to be done, and not manipulate the data and actually take it to its zenith, then it concludes this way. What they're basically saying is that the John Lott model works. Now, John Lott has founded the Crime Prevention Research Center about a year ago. Research is what he does. That's what he does. He wanted to continue his detailed search for the truth about guns in America. This is a guy that has a PhD in economics from UCLA. He says a few foundations and some individuals donated a few hundred thousand dollars to get his foundation started. He is a 501c nonprofit and does not accept donations from gun or ammunition makers or organizations such as the NRA. Lott decided that the NRA and other gun rights groups are doing a lot of important things, but we decided to fill an influential niche by not taking money from either side. But he emphasizes that honest research leads to real answers, not the political spin that Bloomberg's groups prefer. And he says that's because that the gun control groups don't want an honest debate. And that's absolutely, if you've ever seen John Lott on a radio show or on a television show, they really don't want him to talk. They're too busy. I mean, Piers Morgan was so flustered with what John Lott was saying, he started attacking his eyebrows. He just couldn't deal with the truth. The problem that we have here is that the media is completely on the side of the anti-gunners. And I think that's probably because most of the media originates, except for local media. And just remember where most of these newspaper journalists come from. They come from schools. They get a journalistic degree from a university where they're taught to be this way. Lott says when Bloomberg's group puts out a press release, they get huge coverage from the media and little critical analysis of their claims. When we do research that shows Bloomberg's group is blatantly wrong, we get coverage from Fox News and some other media, but not the networks, CNN, not the Washington Post, and so on. They often ignore us. When these mainstream outlets do quote our studies, they typically include the views of someone from the gun control groups. But the question has to be asked, why aren't they being critical of them as well? And that's the thing. No matter what you look at, climate change is a really good example. Nobody wants to have a both sides of the fence debate about gun or about climate change. The science is in, even though the science is being proven wrong time and time again. They want climate change legislation. They're going to try to ram it down our throats. Same with gun control. Gun control, if they had it the way they actually wanted it to be, they would have no problem getting climate change legislation. Which climate change legislation is very onerous. It's very onerous. And that would be something that we might would want to take up arms over. But the one commonality amongst all of these liberal ideas that they want to push, if you've ever noticed it, if you've ever looked at it, it has to do with taking over huge chunks of your life. With micromanaging everything about your life that is going on a daily basis. That's what it always has to do with. Taking away liberty. Taking away freedom. Turning us into subjects. So, look at anything they're pushing and look for the parallel as it pertains to gun control, but realize that gun control, with gun control in place, if they had it the way they wanted it, if they had all the guns, if they had the monopoly on violence, then everything else they want to do is just going to happen. That's their problem with you and a gun. They can't take it as far as they want it to go. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The too big to fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's babyboomerbackupplan.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, then. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Great Britain, the United Kingdom, England, whatever you want to call them. They also have one other title they can go by, the most violent country in Europe. Because they have no guns. Civilians don't own guns. If you have one of those rare shotgun permits and you use your shotgun when somebody's breaking in the house, you, my friend, are going downtown. Gun control in Britain has passed by in stages. It began just after World War I and has continued in a reactionary fashion with increasing strictness through the 1990s. And the final stage arrived in 1997, and virtually all handguns were banned via the Firearms Act, with the promise of a reduction in crime and greater safety for the British people. And the result was the emergence of Britain as the most violent country in Europe. They began placing restrictions on gun ownership after World War I with the Firearms Act of 1920. The passage of that act was emotionally driven, based in part on the public's war wariness and in part on the fear that an increased number of guns from the battlefield, would increase crime. It did not ban guns. Rather, it required that citizens who wanted a gun had to first obtain a certificate from the government. You see this happening here now, say like in Illinois with the firearm owner identification card, the FOID. Or you have to be vetted by the police, like in Massachusetts, or both. In Britain, 13 years after the passage of the Firearms Act, the British Parliament passed the Firearms and Imitation Firearms Bill, making the possession of a replica gun or a real one equally punishable unless the owner of either could show the lawful purpose for which he had it, which sounds a lot like California. This was followed by the Firearms Act of 1937, which author Frank Miniter says extended restrictions to shotguns and granted chief constables the power to add conditions to individual private firearm certificates. Like I said, it sounds like New Jersey. And the U.S. police departments in Massachusetts play the role of Britain's chief constables, and they have final say on who can or can't own a firearm. In July, Breitbart News reported that Massachusetts police were pressing for sole discretion on who could own a long gun. They already have that over handguns. And August the 1st, they received the power that they wanted. Britain continued to issue firearm certificates as World War II set in. By the time the war was over, the gun control mindset had permeated society to a point where self-defense was no longer a valid reason to secure a certificate for gun ownership. Guns were simply for sport or for hunting. In 1987 in England, Michael Ryan shot and killed 16 people in Hungerford, including his mother. He wounded 14 others, then killed himself. According to the Library of Congress, Ryan used lawfully owned rifles to carry out the attack. Nevertheless, his attack prompted the passage of more laws in the form of the Firearms Act of 1988. This act banned the possession of high-powered self-loading rifles and burst-firing weapons and imposed stricter standards for ownership to secure a government certificate to own a shotgun. Then in 1996, Thomas Hamilton walked into an elementary school in Dunblane, Scotland, and shot and killed 16 small children and their teacher in the gym before killing himself. He brought two rifles and four handguns to carry out the attack. All six guns were legally owned. Hamilton had fully complied with gun control statutes. The Firearms Act of 1997 was passed while emotions ran high. Gun control proponents pushed for an all-out ban on private gun ownership in much the same way Feinstein reacted to the heinous crime in Sandy Hook, by trying to ban approximately 150 different guns. Yet the Firearm Act did not ban all guns, but it essentially served to prohibit the ownership of handguns in Britain and to make the acquisition of certificate to possess a long gun a very time-consuming process. Much the same as the onerous and time-consuming process now burdening law-abiding D.C. residents seeking a gun in the home for self-defense. With all of these progressions of gun control, where they keep reinventing it in Britain, 12 years after the Firearms Act of 1997 was passed, the Daily Mail Online reported that Britain was the most violent country in Europe. They also reported that Britain's home figures, which that's their Department of Homeland, if you will. They have a home secretary there. Their figures showed the UK had a worse rate for all types of violence than the US and South Africa. In the UK, number of violent crimes as of 2009, 1,158,957. The U.S. is not even in the top 10 per capita. As a matter of fact, we would probably rank somewhere around 15th. France came in lowest at 504 violent crimes per residence. The U.K., 2,034. South Africa, 1,609. Canada, 935. Finland, 738. Netherlands, 676. Britain has five times the violent crime we have. So for all of those that are saying we want gun control, just like Britain has, they know what else is waiting. Those figures are out there. The science is in, and it's indisputable. So it has nothing to do about safety. Now, does it? Nothing at all. Yeah. In the UK, they have 523 burglaries per 100,000. Homicide is low, 1.49. But this is the thing. When that starts, how do you know how far it's going to go? How do you know that? How do you know when the assailant is standing over you with a cricket bat and has already hit you three or four times on the head and one eye is not seeing the same way the other eye is? How do you know when he's going to stop? Or if you're just on the ground, he's just kicking you with his Doc Martin boots. Well, I mean, how do you know? And the answer to that is you don't know. You are fully at their mercy. Totally at their mercy. I prefer to have a little bit, just, you know, I want a little say in that matter. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Our big story. Gun owners react as politicians continue to ban high-capacity magazines state by state.
I think that these weapons ought to be stopped.
Magazine restrictions have already happened in 9 states. Staffed with formal special operations personnel, GunMagWarehouse.com is the only company that specializes in gun magazines. GunMagWarehouse.com has the largest selection of the magazines you should stock up on. Go now to GunMagWarehouse.com before it happens in your state. Get it before you regret it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining PhilsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, PhilsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. So I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to philsgang.com, philsgang.com, or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-877-317-6432. I had to double check it. NBC found something out they didn't want to find out. They did a little survey. They found out that more people want armed teachers. Who'd have thunk it? Who would have thunk it? In Salt Lake City, there's a teacher named Kelly Hansen, and she's screaming, stop, drop your weapon, don't shoot. She was yelling that as she pointed the barrel of her loaded handgun at a target's chest at a shooting range outside of Salt Lake City. She is a special needs teacher in Utah and is prepared to take down any armed gunman that barges through the doors of one of her classrooms. She carries her pink handgun, which she has named Lucy, with her every day in each of the 14 schools at which she teaches. The 27-year-old, read this to mean millennial, works with elementary, middle, and high school students with hearing impairments at the Granite in the Granite School District. She said, I want to protect my students. I'm going to stand in front of a bullet for any student that is in my protection, and so I want another option to defend us. And she is one of an unknown number of armed teachers across the country. And that's good. That's good to not know how many there are. That's good to not know who they are. That specter of that whole anonymous, who's going to put you down when you're walking down the hallway, that's bad for an active shooter. Seven of those states specifically are allowing teachers and other school staff to carry guns in their schools. A local News 21 examination of open records laws in those states found that those who do choose to carry their firearm into their classrooms are not required to divulge the information to principals, other teachers, students, or parents. Only five of those states have completely open access to concealed carry permit information through public records requests. Some states' laws completely seal off those records, and others are silent on the issue. So this means there's no way of telling how many teachers are taking advantage of the option to be armed. For the gun grabbers, that's an issue. They want to know where the guns are. In D.C., as they just passed this stupid May issue law because the courts made them do it, and then very shortly they're going to get sued again. Alan Gura is not done with them. They'll get sued again, and they'll go to shall issues. They're just dragging their feet. But one of the things that the D.C. City Council, one of the councilwomen there said, why do we care about the confidentiality of gun owners? You see, if you're carrying a gun or if you own a gun, amongst the gun grabbers, they want to know who you are, they want to know what you have, and they want to know how many of them you have. And how many bullets do you have, and slings, and do you own armor, and all this other stuff. For no other reason other than to try to vilify you for having it. What are you afraid of? If you have nothing to hide, why are you afraid? Just like Allison did at Moms Demand Action, a la Joseph Goebbels. After the December 2012 shooting at Sandy Hook, the threat of an... And by the way, I received something in the email yesterday where the FBI is saying they were claiming zero murders at Sandy Hook. I've got to look a little closer into that. But I am going to look into that. Sandy Hook is a big question mark for me. I'm going along the premise, and I'm being incredibly naive doing it, but I'm going along the premise that this wasn't a false flag. And I'm going to give as many benefits of the doubt until I find out that it was indeed a false flag. I don't know what I'm going to do when that happens, but I'm not going to continue to describe some of the things I describe the way I do. But I digress. In 2013, after Sandy Hook, the threat of an attack by an armed gunman in elementary and high schools prompted five states to give school administrators the authority to arm their teachers. 2013, more than 80 bills were introduced in at least 33 states related to arming teachers or school staff, but only Alabama, Kansas, South Dakota, Tennessee, and Texas enacted laws affecting public schools, according to the report by the Council of State Governments. Connecticut law, which I did not know this existed till I saw this. This is very surprising for me. This means that if Sandy Hook was real, they could have done something about it if they felt like doing something about it. Connecticut law previously let school officials allow people other than police to carry in schools. That was revised after Newtown so that only officers can carry guns on school grounds. That means in Connecticut, if that's true, then the sacrifice the administrators made of their own lives, if Sandy Hook is true, with that caveat thrown in, that means that they could have possibly been carrying a gun. I've been saying all along they weren't allowed to carry a gun. Got to find somebody. I'll call Ed Peruta. He may know. In some cases, school districts and local school boards can designate school faculty to get specific training in order to carry. And there are a few states, including Hawaii and New Hampshire, that don't set policy in state law. In Utah and Rhode Island, anyone with a concealed carry weapons permit is allowed to bring a firearm onto public school grounds. Schools in some states, including Colorado and Arkansas, use administrators and other staff members as security officers so that they can be armed in the school. And most states allow guns in schools for approved programs and events sanctioned by the school. In Utah, guns are commonplace in public. State has issued more than 500,000 carry permits. Residents with a permit can legally carry almost anywhere, from elementary schools to local restaurants and bars to municipal parks. And if you look at the kind of crime that happens in Utah, you don't see as much of it. And, you know, if you want to make a regional comparison, look at California. Quite stark. I think Utah is 50th, which means they're last on the state rankings by the Brady campaign, where California is first. And look at the difference in the crime. The Utah law that allows anyone with a concealed carry permit, including teachers, to carry on school property has been in place for more than a decade. A provision that would have restricted possession on school property was taken out of the bill. Ms. Hansen got her concealed carry permit a week or two after Sandy Hook and participated in a free training course offered to teachers. And she carries a 380, which is probably quite manageable. Not my caliber of choice, believe me, but it is better than nothing. And in the hands of somebody who knows how to use it, it can be quite deadly. Hansen said, I never really thought about this kind of thing before Sandy Hook. It just killed me. It's something personal with them when you mess with students or children. It's as if you were messing with one of your own. I've been saying that all along. The teachers take a proprietary interest in the health and well-being of their students if they're worth their salt. And the, you know what? I bet you can make a very good correlation for this. These teachers that are feeling the need to tool up, to protect them if the need arises, they're probably very good teachers. They probably care a whole lot about their students. So, you know, this is working and they don't like it, which I think is funny. I get a good kick out of it. We'll be right back. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, capsicum, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
From the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-877-317-6432. We just had an interesting object lesson play out in front of us, if you didn't catch it. New Jersey, which has long been ground zero for trampling on constitutional rights, and its neighbor state, New York, recently had two gun-related cases that demonstrate the glaring double standard exercises in those states. In the first incident, until this week, Shanine Allen was facing jail time for carrying a gun that she had legally possessed, except in New Jersey, with a permit to carry it, except in New Jersey, all because she was honest. In the second case, you had a New York man who pushed for the SAFE Act, who got a slap on the wrist for knowingly carrying a concealed firearm inside a public elementary school. Now, what's the double standard? The double standard is this guy did push for the SAFE Act. It's hard not to consider the possibility that the leniency shown this man may be influenced by politics behind the anti-gun movement. Take the entire comparison of these two cases to an even higher level of mind-numbing hypocrisy is the fact that community activist Dwayne Ferguson, the man arrested for possession of a firearm on school property, is a longtime proponent of the hilariously titled SAFE Act, where the part of that, part and parcel of it, is the new law cracks down on possession of a gun on school grounds. Now, Atlantic County Prosecutor Jim McClain incurred a lot of national attention and ridicule and scrutiny for bringing this case, so much so that the Attorney General of New Jersey had to step in and make a call to where he could step back and save face and let her get into pretrial intervention. Now, Shanine Allen possessed a gun because she'd been robbed a couple of times. Dwayne Ferguson of Buffalo, New York, is a man who believed that the carrying of a firearm on school grounds was a crime too serious to be treated as a misdemeanor. He supported the SAFE Act, which made it a felony. But he didn't believe that such a law should apply to him. He wasn't going to do anything wrong, but he broke the law that he pushed. He was sentenced to 100 hours of community service. But you have two individuals, both legal gun owners with permits to carry, and both arrested for exercising their constitutional right. One, Jeanine Allen, committed an offense worthy of a simple citation, if anything. Yet, for a while, she faced very serious jail time with no possibility of parole. In the other case, a man commits a serious and deliberate breach of a law that he himself advocated and gets off with a little more than a slap on the wrist. Now, these are two separate states, granted. But the two cases, when compared, clearly demonstrate the glaring double standard of the anti-gun lobby, a double standard which is evident not only in New Jersey and New York, but across the country. The very people who push for increased gun control are the ones who believe it is fine for them to flout the law. In New York, the New York City chairman of their Homeland Security cell that they have there in New York, he used his Glock as a laser pointer when some foreign dignitaries were there checking something out. And when he was bringing his weapon up to, he didn't have his regular laser pointer. He was doing a slide, PowerPoint production or something. When he was bringing his weapon up, he just flipped on his laser light and swept his muzzle across the heads of a few of the dignitaries. He's not sanctioned to carry a gun. He does not have a permit to carry a gun. He's not a certified police officer. And he has no credentials whatsoever other than the position he occupies. And they've done nothing to him. So the question needs to be asked, what is the point of carrying a weapon for self-defense if one forgets that they are carrying it? That's what you would ask about Ferguson. That's something that you don't forget that you're doing. It should become second nature to where you don't consciously think about it, but you don't forget that it's there in the holster. His claim of temporary ignorance demonstrated he's either not telling the truth or that he is clearly not responsible enough to be carrying a gun at all. And there's a number of conclusions we can take away from this. Neither one of these folks should have been brought up on any charges at all. Neither one actually posed a danger to anyone, and both are protected by the Second Amendment, the supreme firearms law of the land, no matter what they say, no matter what they tell you. The second conclusion, which we can draw completely from the Jeanine Allen case, is that the entire system of reciprocity by which different states can choose to honor or not honor the validity of gun permits issued in other states is completely unfair. It's unconstitutional and it's impractical. One of the few legitimate duties of the federal government is to mediate disputes between states and impose federal laws by which every state must abide. Since the Second Amendment is part of the Bill of Rights and therefore an element of the United States Constitution, no state should have the authority to pass any law which contravenes it at all. So in the absence of nullifying all laws requiring a law-abiding citizen to obtain any firearms permit, the feds should be imposing a requirement on all states to honor any permit issued in another state. Of course, the home rule. This is when the Tenth Amendment becomes important to the liberals. That's the only time it's important. Other than that, federal laws is supreme. Evan Knappen was Jeanine Allen's attorney. He said people believe that your gun license should be treated like a driver's license. Right now there's a national law being proposed that would mandate that all states recognize other states' licenses. I'm calling that Bill Jeanine's law. And that's what we... This could be the polarizing event, Jeanine Allen could be. Dwayne Ferguson, I don't believe for a second he forgot he had a gun on him. And I don't believe for a second that when they were locking the school down and everything, that he was thinking to himself, where's he at? he was thinking to himself, somebody saw my gun. And that's why he didn't pull it, because he didn't want to get shot. Right now, New York, New Jersey, and California are leading the way among anti-gun states, although there's many that are not far behind. Maryland, Illinois still, you know, being Illinois, D.C. The laughable double standard of the anti-gun movement, however, is that its most vocal figures continue to demonstrate that they themselves believe that owning and carrying a firearm is not only their right, but a necessity. It conjures up, if you want to think about it this way, a very disturbing vision of the future, to know that one section of the population believes they are entitled to arm themselves, but that, you know, nobody else is. That guy in New York that's their counter-terror guy or their Homeland Security guy, I could look up his name, but it doesn't come to mind. I talked about him at length a while back when all this was happening. But the thing is, who knows who he is and where is the threat to him in New York City? Anti-gunners lead the way. If you want to be if you want everybody disarmed, go about your day disarmed. I'm afraid if you get caught armed, however, that especially if you're in a place where you have helped facilitate or supported the disarming of citizens in your local area. If you get caught with a gun, I would love to see the book thrown at you. I fully expect that if I ever do something wrong with a gun, the book will get thrown at me. There may be a mitigating circumstance or two, but I don't think so. Let's go to hour number two on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Are trying to ban your right to own body armor. It is crucial to purchase your body armor before it is too late and another one of your rights are taken away. Chady Armor has the most affordable level 3 armor on the market today. Chady Armor withstands up to 7.62 NATO rounds. Don't have your own body armor yet? Hurry before it's too late. Order yours at CatieArmor.com. That's CatieArmor.com. Come and take it. Get some.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.